Well, with so many new faces in the Michigan House of Representatives, current states taking some time to get to know our Lansing area reps better, we spoke with Democrat Sam Singh on Wednesday. Today, it's the guy you just heard, Republican Tom Leonard of DeWitt, who prevailed in the 93rd District just north of Lansing. The 93rd covers Clinton County and most of Gratiot County. Representative Tom Leonard, welcome to Current State.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
You're a grad of the MSU School of Law, I understand.
That is correct.
But your undergrad, you were?
At the University of Michigan.
So you have split allegiances here, somehow. How do you manage that?
I am a Michigan fan, but if Michigan State is not playing Michigan, I do root for them. But okay. I'm up front with everybody. I am a Michigan fan, number one.
So when they play each other, you are rooting for the blue.
I do.
All
the
other occasions.
That is correct.
Okay, you're not alone, I'm sure.
Okay.
Now, I know a little bit about you. I know you're the former prosecutor in Genesee County and a former assistant state attorney general. Tell us more about yourself.
Well, actually, former assistant prosecuting attorney for Genesee County.
Oh, okay.
I did that for 3 years under Prosecutor Layton.
Okay.
I had the time of my life.
Dave Layton?
Dave Layton,
yeah.
That's correct. Wonderful boss. Worked for him for 3 years. My first 6 months there, they were kind of trying to figure out where to place me. I was all over the place, and then they figured out that I really enjoyed being in court. And then I spent about a year and a half assigned specifically to the 68th District Court, which is the city of Flint. So in that capacity, I saw everything.
I can imagine.
Everything from a traffic ticket to a homicide and anything in between. And then my last year there, I got a promotion, and I was assigned to our undercover drug unit. So myself and one other prosecutor were assigned to prosecuting all the major drug dealers in the city of Flint.
Wow. So you hit the ground running in your legal career.
I did.
In Genesee County.
I did.
Wow. And what made you want to seek the 93rd state rep's position?
Well, it's one of those things. I knew that I wanted to run for office. I wasn't certain that it would be at this point in my life. I'm always praying for open doors. And I asked my wife and my pastor to pray about the situation and whether or not this is something I should look into. And it was a few weeks after that, my local sheriff, his name's Wayne Kangas, he approached me and asked me if I'd ever considered running. And I said, well, Sheriff, I have, but I don't know when. And he said, well, I think you ought to look into doing this.
How about now?
Yes. And then a few weeks later, Senator Alan Cropsey approached me about doing it. So I told both of them, I said, well, I'll think about it. And then at that point, I approached our then Lieutenant Governor-elect Brian Calley. He's a dear friend of mine. We went to dinner, and I said, Brian, I know that you were quite young when you started to run for the state house, and I'm looking at doing the same. I said, what should somebody in my position, what should I be doing at this point? Mm-hmm. And he said, Tom, I want you to go home and think of every person in the community that you know that's respected and try to take them out for coffee and let them know what you're thinking. So I took that literal, and I had coffee with about 300 people over the course of about 6 months, and the response was overwhelming. After a few minutes, I just knew in my heart it was a thing I ought to do.
How about that? Now, you have three priorities you've identified in your new role. Let's briefly run through those and expand on why those concerns rise to the top for you. Regulatory reform that makes government more effective or efficient.
That is correct. I think regulatory reform is something big that we need to work on in the state. I mean, I know we could talk hours on regulatory reform, but I'll give you an example. I spoke with a grain elevator operator up in Middleton. And he was talking to me about regulatory reform, and his response to me was, Tom, I understand that we need to be regulated. I understand we need regulations on the books. He said, but man, some of these are so hard to comply with. And I asked him about the situation. He said, well, my biggest problem is, he said, I will get a packet of information that I'll have to fill out from one state department. It takes me hours upon hours to do this. Sometimes I have to have attorneys review it. I'll get it done. I'll get it submitted. And then a few weeks later, another state department will send me a packet of information that contains much of the same information. Mm. He said, why can't we have cross-referencing amongst documents where when I do this for one state department, I don't have to do it for the other? So that's the type of regulatory reform I want to look at, is just making certain that the regulations that we do need on the books, that they are simple and easy to comply with for our businesses.
Are you meeting Democrats who support that same aim, or is there a partisan divide there?
I don't think so. I think there is a sentiment amongst both parties that this is something that we need to look at. Now, obviously, you're going to have a difference in opinion as to which regulations ought to be on the books, but I think most everybody can agree that we need to make these regulations that we do have efficient and effective for our businesses to comply with.
Another priority, vocational training.
That's correct. That is something, and I have heard support on both sides of the aisle on this one. I think we need, as a state, we need to come to the conclusion that maybe not every young man and woman wants to take the college path, that they want to do other things. I went to a Michigan agribusiness meeting, and I was listening to Jim Byram speak. He's the president of the Michigan Agribusiness Group here, and he was talking to the group, and he was telling them that there was a situation where one of the members of his group, they had two job openings. One was for a computer programmer. I believe it was $30,000, $35,000 a year, full health benefits. And I believe they had nearly 100 people apply for that.
Mm-hmm.
They had a second position for a welder. And I believe that one was going to pay $60,000 to $65,000 a year with health benefits. And I believe he said only two people applied. Now, I don't know if that's because we don't have enough welders in the state or if we're not preparing our young men and women the way we ought to be, but that's something we need to look into, because if we have $60,000 a year positions here in Michigan, we need to get those filled.
So arguably, you think there's a chance we've oversold the advantages of a conventional four-year college education?
I believe we have, and I'm a strong supporter and proponent of kids that want to be on the college path and want to go to college. But again, I believe we need to recognize that maybe not every child or young adult wants to take that path, and we need to help prepare them so that we've got a skilled workforce going forward for the future.
We need welders, too.
Absolutely.
Is your thinking. And public safety.
Public safety, absolutely. Something that's near and dear to my heart. As I said, I was a prosecutor for 3 years in Flint, and if we are going to get Michigan turned around, we've got to do some major victims' rights public safety reform here in the state of Michigan. As you may know, four of the most dangerous cities in the United States are located here in Michigan, with Detroit, Pontiac, Flint, and Saginaw. And we need to look at some reforms here to get these cities straightened out if we're ever going to get this this economy back where we want it.
What's on your short list of reforms?
Well, a couple things that, well, I believe there's a lot of things that we need to look at. One, we need to look at mental health courts. Before I became a prosecutor, I was the clerk for the probate judge in Genesee County. Her name's Jenny Barkey, and she started a pilot program for folks that have mental health issues. And I believe it was the first of its kind in the state, and it's been very successful. I just spoke to her about a week ago. She said she now has 75 to 80 people that are in her mental health court that are getting treatment each week. And these are men and women that, because they're getting the treatment that they need, they're not out committing violent felonies. So we need to look at, again, mental health courts would be a start.
We've got a veterans court here in East Lansing. I'm not sure if you're aware of that or not, but there seems to be this, what would you call it, a specialty court kind of trend, I guess, that's unfolding where veterans, you know, with PTSD or with other problems, other issues, you know, have their day in court that's, you know, that's geared to them. You're kind of suggesting the same thing for...
Absolutely. And Judge Barkey did the same thing in Genesee County. She just started a veterans court as well. And because PTSD is such a problem with... our veterans that are returning right now, she wanted to find a way to make certain that if they had PTSD, they were getting the treatment that that they need. And again, with public safety, I believe we need to really think outside the box here. Maybe it's time for some work groups where we bring in both sides of the aisle. We bring in members of the state police, members of the Prosecuting Attorneys Association, members of the defense bar, and figure out some reforms that we can do to make certain that we lower crime here in this state.
We're talking with State Representative Tom Leonard from the 93rd District. Gun legislation's being discussed in the other chamber right now, in the Senate, and I'm interested in your take. That body is considering one bill that would exempt guns made, sold, and kept in Michigan from federal regulation. Supporters say it's an important assertion of state sovereignty. What do you make of that?
I have not had time to review that specific bill, so until I do, I don't want to give specific answers about specific bills. I will say this. I am a very strong proponent of the Second Amendment. Article 1, Section 6 of the Michigan Constitution says that men and women have the right to bear arms for their own safety and personal protection, and that's my philosophy on guns. I want to make certain that law-abiding citizens are not being restricted from carrying firearms.
Do you support concealed carry?
I do.
Now, Governor Snyder says that in the aftermath of Newtown, it's time to comprehensively review such measures and take what he calls a more holistic approach. Not necessary, in your view?
Well, again, we need to get to the root of the problem. And for me, as a strong proponent of the Second Amendment rights, I don't believe it's necessarily guns is the problem. We need to look at, again, going back to what I said about mental health courts, we need to focus on mental health issues here in the state and find out what is it that's causing people to go into places like schools and shoot dozens of kids. I believe that's where we need to start.
What do you make of President Obama's framework from last week? banning assault weapons, large capacity magazines, the others. You're against?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Just expand on that. I mean, what's your personal take on that?
Again, I believe it
too
goes,
much of an infringement on the Second Amendment.
Yes, I believe again it goes too far, and what it does is it infringes on law-abiding citizens who want to bear arms. That's my problem. I want to make certain that law-abiding citizens should have the right to keep and bear arms.
Did Newtown have any impact on you in terms of reassessing those positions?
Reassessing in terms of finding out what is the cause of this problem. I don't believe it's firearms. I believe, based on what I have read, that this young man had some major mental health issues, and we need to find out what is causing these mental health issues and make certain that it's not these types of people that have firearms that are going in and shooting children.
There appears to be a growing consensus that Michigan's roads need a lot of expensive work. Do you agree?
I do agree that work needs to be done, and I believe that's probably something that folks on both sides of the aisle can agree upon. What the solution's going to be, I don't believe anybody has the answer to that yet, but I believe we can all agree that something's going to have to be done with our infrastructure.
Tom Leonard is the new Republican state representative for the 93rd District that covers all of Clinton County and most of Gratiot County. Tom, thanks for joining us. We'll have you back.
Mark, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.